And here's your prescription.
I know just the pharmacy to get this filled.
Who are you?
A pharmacy benefit manager. A middleman your insurer uses to decide which medicines you can get, what you pay, and sometimes even which pharmacy you should go to.
Why can't I go to a pharmacy in my neighborhood?
Because I make more money when you go to a pharmacy I own.
No one should stand between you and your medicine. Visit phrma.org/middleman to learn more. Paid for by Pharma.
Up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts.
Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Mr. Skin.
I really dig that Mr. Skin. I really do dig that Mr. Skin. Welcome back.
Hey, Skin.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good. Hey, does a woman playing Princess Di in The Crown, is she showing her cans as Princess Di?
No, I wanted to be clear on that.
Yeah.
They just released the two-part final season is coming out, and for The Crown, it's a really popular Netflix show. If you haven't seen it, it's about the monarchy with Queen Elizabeth from when she was young all the way through, you know, the Princess Di and up to, I'm not sure how far they're going to take it, but we're in the Princess Di era in the 90s.
Right.
But, it's really good. It's well acted. It's great writing. I think the writing's fantastic.
How true is it? I read there's some truth.
It's pretty accurate. Listen, I always say that, like, I'm not a big fan of movie biographies because I'd rather read books about it if you really want the accurate information, because they're trying to make it entertaining and all of that. But I think to learn about the history, it might not be 100% accurate, but it's pretty accurate. And what's interesting is the woman who plays Princess Di really looks like her. Her name's Elizabeth Debicki.
She does.
And, she really, it's freaky. And they even have a dude who plays Dodi Fayed who looks like him. So it's
really?
Like,
okay.
They did a really good job. But anyway, she's not nude in The Crown. And The Crown historically has had very brief nudity. It's not a show I watch for the nudes. I watch because it's really good. But she, of course, what's our rule? If you're a European actress, chances are you've done nudity in your career.
They're better at it.
Yeah, she is no exception. The Burnt Hearsay from 2020 and Widows are two of her five movies she's been naked in. So you can check that out at MrSkin.com after you see her and go, geez, I wonder what Princess Di looked like naked. You can come to Mr.
Yeah.
Skin and see.
Yeah. Yeah, or show up at Mr. Skin, you mean. Okay. This isn't the porn actress Ginger Lynn, right?
I can't wait to talk to you guys about this. I can't wait to talk to you about this.
Or it is the porn
it is,
actress.
Yeah. So,
and now she goes by Ginger Lynn Allen?
Yeah, so I know you guys are very sophisticated and wouldn't even recognize a porn star's name, but there's
Ginger Lynn, come on, Skin. Ginger Lynn is you and me and Todd's era, man. We love Ginger Lynn porn,
right, exactly.
Man.
We were raised
that's
on
our,
Ginger
that's our
Lynn
wheelhouse.
VHS porn.
I tugged at Ginger Lynn so many times back in the day, man. But not now. It looks like she has a witchy poo chin here. What's the deal with this, man?
Well, there's a new movie out called Murder Size, so it's a throwback to the exercise-themed horror movies of the late 80s and early 90s. You might remember such notable films as Killer Workout from 87,
Death I didn't know that.
Spot from 89, and Body Melt. Those were the like exercise-themed horror movies at this time.
I never knew there was a genre, exercise-themed.
I had no idea.
I had no idea, man.
Yeah. Well, it's very important that I bring this to you guys because they did this movie, and then they brought back a bunch of those from that era. They have, like, these Scream Queens, Kansas Bowling, Jessica Flux, Nina Lene Kent, and then, of course, Ginger Lynn Allen, who's, like, the star. And what's interesting is it's not a big deal if you did porn to, like, do a topless scene in an R-rated movie. I get it. But she's going to be 61 next month, and still looks pretty good. And don't forget this, too. You guys might remember. I mean, I know we know her from she's, like, our age now, yeah. and she's, like, was famous in the 80s and 90s in porn. But she also was Charlie Sheen's girlfriend.
Yeah, she was.
Oh, that's right.
She was,
she had her 15 minutes of super high fame, and she also, guys like us know who she is. So, anyway, it's kind of a cool thing to see her in a new movie topless, so I wanted to make sure.
And for you younger guys, check out Ginger Lynn retro porn from the 80s. She was hot, man. She knew what
Boy,
she was doing.
Boy, can we recommend some titles that we can't mention on the air.
No, you're right. Yeah, yeah. I did not know there was an exercise-themed horror. I never knew that.
Well, that's very important that you guys know that, so I had to share that with you. So
glad you did.
And then also, I did want to mention that, so when I launched Mr. Skin 24 plus years ago, I used to, like, I'd say like 90% of the content that I launched the site with was from my old videotapes, like VHS and Betamax and stuff. And like, it was super grainy, but it was still cool because it was the first time people could be in their home on their computer and go look at a website that had celebrity nude scenes.
Right.
But I'm just blown away now. So for instance, they just released last week Oppenheimer, the famous movie from this year, Christopher Nolan's film, in 4K. And it's not the first time anything's been out in 4K, but Christopher Nolan films for IMAX, which is insane resolution. So a typical movie at a theater is filmed in 2K resolution. So when they do a 4K release, it's good, but it's like, you know, it's nothing, nothing stupendous about it. But when an actual 4K movie from an IMAX theater gets put on 4K, it's so crazy now. When I see, like, Florence Pugh's nude scene in Oppenheimer on 4K, it's like, I don't even know, like, what's the next frontier? Is it your X-ray? Like, what is it going to be?
Yeah, this
like,
is a really clear picture.
How
I'm
much
with you on
definition
that.
Can you get? Because I think 4K means 4,000 pixels, and most of us, if we've got a good quality TV, we have 1080, I think, is kind of the industry standard. So I wonder how much better 4K is it, and can a human eye even notice that?
Yeah, like 1080 is usually better than 4K, but in this case, because he filmed it for IMAX, I've never seen such
a nipple
high res.
Yeah, that's a great nipple.
Yeah, yeah, it's like you could see, like, in the chair, you could make out, like, little beads. And I mean, it's just amazing.
Yeah,
so,
you can,
yeah.
I wouldn't look
so
at the
anyway,
chair. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Well, the thing about...
we were looking for hair, not chair. Yeah.
The high def versus standard def is, you know, depth of field. You can go 40 rows into the stands when you're watching a football game and see somebody on their phone and make their face out. So that's why, you know...
It's just amazing. It's just kind of cool what's happened over the years.
Now, Christine Hendricks is the one from Mad Men that never shows her cans anywhere, right? Does she show her cans anywhere?
When people ask me, like, someone that's never been nude, who would you want?
Right.
She always comes up on my list because I'm just fascinated by, like, her body, like
cans,
She was the, if you don't know, she was on Mad Men. She was the office manager, Joni. And I always say, like, Mad Men is one of my favorite shows of all time. I just love that show. And I, like, became a big Christina Hendricks fan from that. But I wanted to point out to you guys, there's a new, like, Bridgerton-esque show from Apple TV called The Buccaneers. And it's set in the 1870s about this young American women, London rich families. They send them to London to try to find wealthy British men, all that stuff. But what's interesting is Christina Hendricks is in it, and there is some nudity in it. It hasn't unfortunately happened with Christina Hendricks, but
you put her boobs in a corset. You put her boobs in a corset; they're going to pop up, and they are.
It's better than most. It's better than most nudes. She shows more breasts in cleavage than most show nudes, so it's pretty crazy. But she has some. I sent you guys a pic from just being on the set. She just did a post that, I don't know, in social media it aired, but she is wearing that outfit throughout the show, and it's like, it is the best cleavage of 2023, no question about it. So yeah,
you could put something in those boobs. There, I know we're all picturing that, aren't we?
Who else do you get a lot of inquiries about? Who have never been? Anna Kendrick comes to mind. I don't think she's ever been nude.
That would be one, correct? Historic one would be Raquel Welch.
Yeah, you never did a real nude scene.
That was like a bummer, but. One is Mila Kunis. You may have thought you saw her nude, but everything was like a body double that she did. So she's
was that the Black Swan? Was that the Black Swan?
It's Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Her boobs in the photo on the bathroom wall.
It was in a photo, but it wasn't her. Unfortunately.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So yeah, there's just a number of actresses. She being one of them. Who have yet to do a nude scene that I hope. Obviously, Raquel Welch is not going to be doing a nude scene.
She's one
from the old days I always wished. And Barbara Billingsley from Leave It to Beaver, I always wished did a nude scene. That's just me. Yeah. That's just me.
No, you're not alone.
There's some other freaks out there that might dig that, too.
Oh, the jokes.
Grab your mom's cans,
there, right?
Beaver. Yeah, that's great, man.
That's one for the skin scouts.
All the pictures we talked about, you can check out on the website now. But just go ahead and join Mr. Skin. Check out all the stuff you can see there. It's definitely handy to figure out.
Next time we talk, are you going to do some kind of year in review thing? Will that be done later?
Top 10 nude scenes of the year next time we talk.
So all right. Yeah. Looking forward to that.
Have a good Thanksgiving, brother.
Great year. Yeah, same to you guys.
Right,
take care.
Talk to you soon, brother.
All right.
Bye now.
Top 10 nude scenes of the year. Right? Yeah. Yeah, look at that face, though, on the Ginger Lynn. I didn't realize she's older, but that's just a weird-looking photo. I mean, she was a cute girl. But I don't know what's up with that witchy-poo chin she's got going on there. She looks like she's made up. If you zoom right into it, it's some sort of makeup.
Yeah, I think they've made her up as a witch.
Yeah, I think you're right, Todd. Yeah, because I remember her being a pretty lady, actually. Yeah.
If you sign up for Mr. Skin, you can veer down the rabbit hole that I have right now, which is his list of the top 100 real sex scenes in movies. Not porn. They're pretty hot.
Oh, yeah.
Not porn, but they think real sex happens. Mainstream movies where the actors were really banging.
Yeah, Big Brown Bunny.
That's number one.
Yeah, I've watched that scene.
That's number one.
Because that's an actress we all know and love.
Yeah, Chloe Sevigny.
And she's performing on her boyfriend at the time.
But I could only
watch that one a little bit.
I could only watch about 87 clips. I only had time for about 87 clips.
Chafing must be terrible.
I didn't get through them all.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to give me that password.
Are there clips?
There's clips with each one.
Yeah, well, I watched the Brown Bunny one. That was pretty hot, man.
Think the alleged actress.
No, they were.
Most of these you can tell damn well.
You can't fake it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you see just as much as you would see in a lot of porn.
Yeah, yeah.
But these were mainstream movies, or at least, you know, some of them might be low-budget, you know, straight to Skinamax, but they're still movies.
They were actual movies, right?
A lot of these weren't in your multiplex.
No.
But I've gone down that rabbit hole a little bit, but not on his page. He's got all of them in there? How many?
100 of them.
Top 100.
All right, okay.
Where the sex was real in a mainstream movie.
Give me his password then when you get a chance.
And we all got our own individual passwords.
I don't remember that. I never really looked at it.
I seem to have forgotten mine.
Mainly because I got porn, you know.
Yeah, there's that.
But I do. I wouldn't mind watching this sex.
No, you should check it out.
I don't have the password. How would I find the password out?
We'll get it to you.
There's a way.
Oh, I thought you were supposed to make up your own.
Yeah, we did. We all got individual passwords the last time when they redid their system, but I could probably have him resend that to you.
Yeah, do that. I'd like to check out that for research purposes.
Password?
Yeah.
Yeah. There might be a forgotten password.
Boner beacon, so we can both check them out at the same time, and we know we're chubbing at the same time. More Deadpool names coming up from Rosalind Carter, by the way. Rosalind Carter not naked anywhere, right?
Not that we're aware of.
No.
Only in Jimmy Carter's spank bank now.
He's enjoying his free time.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Good people, man. They were really good people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Real Christians. Sure, I hate that word, but yeah. Man. Jimmy Carter's spank bank's got to be a Deadpool name for next year. Sign up now. LD's in the crowd with us here. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.